When the space-hardened Voyagers 1 and 2 flew past in 1979, on their way to the outer solar system, Jupiter's great mysteries only deepened. How were these powerful magnetic storms generated inside a giant ball of gas? Why was one moon boiling with volcanoes, while its neighbor remained covered with ice? And what lies beneath Jupiter's clouds? It was Galileo's mission to investigate.
Engines beginning throttling down now.
Packing for a giant ball of weather? It's quite a mix. Cold and dry, hot and steamy, poisonous and pressurized. It's best to dress for everything.
I'm a weatherman. I like weather at all altitudes, from hurricanes near the ground to the weather of the top of the atmosphere.
Jupiter is a weatherman's dream. Furious jet streams blow alternating bands of clouds in opposite directions at speeds of over 300 miles per hour. Lightning that's 10 times more powerful than on Earth. Hailstones that could be the size of footballs. It's wild out here, but surprisingly predictable.
We can make a weather forecast for Jupiter more successfully than we can make one for the Earth. If you want to take close-up images of the Great Red Spot, you'll have to know where the red spot's going to be 2 or 3 weeks in advance. And now, you could never do that with a storm on Earth, but it was not difficult on Jupiter because the red spot is so well-behaved. It just chugs along.
Jupiter's famous Red Beauty Spot had been a puzzle ever since it was discovered in 1664. This seemingly perpetual storm is more like a giant eddy caught between rivers of cloud than a hurricane.